You know how you have to or used to start every talking stage with saying so many things about who you are, and it doesn't still guarantee you'd be compatible or you'd get any value out of those people. After all the stress, that thing is painful and annoying most times. That's why some people dread meeting new people. What's up, people of this weird planet called Earth? Welcome to episode 46 of Reality Monday with yours truly, Tamlai Mapa. A portfolio for any talking stage. I'm sure most people would not have gotten this topic when they saw it, but anyways, I'm about to explain it to you. So, what if you could make a portfolio about yourself that contains all the information you'd want anyone to know about you? More like a job CV, where you just send to anyone that wants to probably hire you for for the post or for the job of a friend, all the way down to getting married to you. I think that would like be very easy. Shake it. It's not be so difficult to pass through that talking stage and know if you guys will be compatible or not. And it will even contain the things that you don't like about anyone that will make you guys incompatible. And millennials call this X in the opposite sex. IRKX. No, IRKS. Sorry, in the opposite sex. Funny, right? Well, that is what they call it. So imagine you could just send this as like a CV to anyone that feels like, oh yes, let's be friends, or I want to date you, or I really want to actually get married to you. It will save you the stress of having to explain so many things about yourself. It is very, very funny and kind of weird, but at least you don't have to complain about so many failed talking stage and the fact that, oh, you don't even want to meet any new person at the end of the day. So me, I am about to slide mine into this episode. Well, this is going to be a voice note. I don't know. Maybe you might decide to do yours as written, or probably a standard voice note that you just send to anybody and they'll just listen to it. Or then you decide to make a video about it, especially for those that have a blog. Shake it. It makes sense to an extent. So these are my own like few things that I feel like any person that wants to be friends with me or that actually wants a connection with me needs to know about me, that would make them understand if you are compatible or not. And it actually makes sense for me because I love meeting new people. So number one for me is I am not interested in any short-term connections. Most people just want to like kill boredom and probably have someone that they want to talk to at a particular moment. But usually I tell people, well, that is not a problem for me, but I need to know like initially. And I feel like most people are not really intentional and don't like talk about all these things, and you guys become strangers easily and then probably don't like each other at the end of the day. So number two for me is I prefer having audio conversations, and I usually can't keep up with text. I've seen so many people that will tell you that, oh, it is the opposite for me, like it is a flip, that they prefer text and they cannot deal with audio conversations. And that's okay, but one thing about me is I don't try to force my ideas on someone. We can definitely not be compatible if you're a voice call, like if you're a text person and I'm an audio call person, but most people will not understand that. So number three for me is no matter how close we are, I will never ask for a relationship. Which is weird, but I feel like most times, like these days, a lot of ladies like feel, oh, if they are able to become friends with you, then obviously they'll probably or there'll be a point where it will be like it might lead to a relationship or something. But the funny thing is that the way they say it is different from the way they actually mean it. Some will be like, oh, don't ask me for a relationship because of we are friends and so many things like that. Some people will be like, oh, it's better for you to be friends with someone before you date them. But at the end of the day, they'll feel it weird when maybe you came with the like really cool vibes and you're just remaining in that friend zone and you don't ask for more. But for me, no matter how close I get with someone, it can never lead to a relationship. Which is weird. I know that there are questions there, but please, if you have any questions, you can ask me. Next one is, I take friendship very, very seriously. So you'd hear me say a lot of connections a lot rather than friendships, because yeah, it's something that recently happened. Should I say recently? not too long happened, and I just sat down and I was like, oh, this friendship thing, you call everybody your friend, but not everybody's actually your friend. So I use connections a lot before I can use friendships. It will take a while. So next is, I can be very, very vulnerable and mushy most times, but only if I see you are into it. You know, most people just like to be very casual about friendship, but usually all of us have this want of having someone that is just really nice and seems like, oh, they treat you as they treat you like someone that is like someone that is just really sweet and nice to them without having strings attached to it. So I can be like that for anyone that is actually into things like that. So next is, I am a very free-spirited human being, so I am very understanding. Like, just let me know who you are. If you feel like, oh, we definitely have like issues with a particular thing and you are trying to hide it, that is what will actually kill any connection that we have. So I'm a very understanding person, and most people are not like this. Most people just blame you for doing this, doing that, without trying to understand you first, which is bad. So next is, I love learning new things, which makes me an extremely curious person and a sapiosexual. I think that's what they call it. Someone attracted to knowledge. And yeah, I am a talkative. That's obviously why I started a podcast. So there are a lot of people that have contradictory, personalities to this. And usually, if you don't understand them, you think that, oh, you guys just don't like each other, but it's just the fact that you guys have different personalities. So let me just move on. Next is, I don't force things. So if it is not mutual, it's totally normal. Like, it's very normal for you to not like be compatible with somebody. You don't have to hate each other because of it. Just don't stress me by not telling me it's not mutual. Usually people like to they drill you along or draw you along, yeah, without like telling you the truth or like the truth about the fact that, oh, this is not going to work, but they just want you to be there and just be there, and it's so annoying and selfish. So last but not the least is, oh no, this is not the last, second to the last, I am an overthinker. So I kind of need reassurance if you are going to be distant a lot. That's like something about me that I cannot change, because my mind naturally just thinks about a lot of things. So once I see that, oh, there's something that I'm not understanding and you're not communicating, my mind will think so many other things and I might pull back because of those things. So communication is very important for any kind of connection, not just for a particular set of people, I think. So the last but not the least is, I am a very intentional person, so I would always want to work things out. But oh my god, I've had so many friendships that, yeah, you try to work things out, but the other party is just so they're just so not interested. Like, it's almost they feel that, oh, don't worry, just be going, we are done. Check it. And it is very annoying when you've put a lot of energy and strength into something and still it ends up, I don't even want to think about it. So, well, I feel these are the main things anyone should know about me that will determine if we would actually create a long-term connection together. But most people don't pass through these important stages to see if they are compatible or not. That's why you become strangers with someone easily. This is why you should take time to study yourself and probably create a portfolio about who you are, so you know the kind of people that would fit your personality, and avoid those that it is obvious that their personality will give you headache 100%. And be intentional about what you want, so you don't lead people on. Yes, that is the word. So you don't lead people on and hurt their feelings at the end of the day, even if you just need someone to talk to. Without creating any strong connections with them, you can just simply tell them so that they will not have their hopes high. Like, this world is very, very simple. If you want a relationship, tell someone about it. If they are not interested in it, and you cannot settle for friendship. Move your separate ways without creating a fuss, without hitting each other, without cursing each other. Life does not have to be so rigid. You don't have to like waye moya. You're like, that's Yoruba for hold the world on your chest. But I'm sure you understand what I'm trying to say. Like, be very not rigid. I don't know what the word for not rigid is, but I'm sure you understand what I'm trying to say. And be like intentional about most things that you try to create with someone. And I hope that this episode actually taught you some things. You might not decide to create a portfolio for yourself at the end of the day because it sounds really silly. But yeah, you'd have to deal with a lot of talking stage. And that is definitely okay. Some people have the energy for it. Some people don't. But me, I feel like anybody I'm trying to know now, I'll just tell them, come and listen to this episode of my podcast so that you know if you'll be compatible or not. And then, for me, I can remain just business partners with someone. I can remain just Twitter mutuals with someone. I can remain as someone that, oh, I know we just want to have a short-term connection. As long as I know that, oh, yes, this is what this person wants, shake it. It's like being straightforward to someone. You understand them very well. Well, at this point, I feel this should be the end of this episode. Subsequently, we might talk about something like this again. It's been a while since I did a solo episode, and I'm really loving my growth. I'm really loving my growth. So thank you very much for listening to episode 46. Oh yeah, episode 46 of Reality Monday with yours truly, Damla Yomapa. I have a wonderful vibe today. Thank you very much. Please follow us on our social media handles. You'd see it on the screen right now somewhere there. Follow us and please send a DM about this episode. Yeah, feedback. Yes, that's it. Feedback. And I really appreciate you. And yeah, also anyone that is interested in doing a collaboration, please, we are very open for it. I would also like to track my business. I'm a photographer. Please, if you have any job for me, I'd be interested in it. And I'll see you guys next 2 weeks. Peace.